Blog Talk Radio.
Chambers. I'm going to be joined by, I believe, Katie, and I think Christine's already on the line. I got to get some things out real quick, guys. The show tonight's going to be a little different than most of the night's shows. There's going to be a group of us sharing some things for the first hour, and some of the people that I normally bring on during this time, they're going to have to wait, unfortunately, because the Lord wants these words put out. We're going to share some pretty cool stuff someone had some pretty cool stuff that happened. We've all had some messages today. It's the Lord's all saying the same thing, but I guarantee you, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit tonight, guys. It's going to be the best night ever. I'm on cloud 9 right now. You will be too. I just want to go ahead and bring on, I think, Christine, are you already with us? Are you there, Christine?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes. And then, Katie, are you there? I think Katie might just be listening. We got our cult leader, Judy.
Hi.
She's shy on the phone, guys. Give her a few minutes.
No, I'm here. Hello.
I know. Is Luke going to be on, or is he going to be busy with his family stuff? Guys, it's Luke's birthday. So if you know his phone number, definitely text him and tell him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Luco.
Happy birthday, Luco.
Happy birthday.
And then who else are we is this it right here, Judy? Christine. I think Katie's with.
You think Katie's where?
I got Katie in here, but she's unmuted, but she's not saying anything. I think she might be in class still. But it's you, Christine, me, and my wife is on. I don't
Hello?
Know if she wanted to.
Hi.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Ashley.
She said, hi, Ashley. Be nice. Tell her hi.
Oh, I didn't hear it. It cut out. Hello. Who was it? Was that Judy?
Yes, it was Judy.
Yeah, your phone. Did you get my email about the blog, Judy?
Yes, I'm going to announce that, and I'm going to make a
awesome.
Video about it, and we'll announce it here on the radio. This is interesting. Ashley has created a blog. It's rapturecentric.blogspot.com, and it's where you can express every word that God's given you, and don't worry if you're not sure if it's right or not. Just put it out there, and Ashley has a bunch of her words that she's going to share tonight that I made videos of already today, but I bet she has more. Did you have more, Ashley, after today?
Just a couple. He had a really busy morning, and I haven't really gotten a whole lot this evening.
Okay. So,
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
We have
some, like, really exciting news right now. There's, like, some really exciting news. That's why we're only having a few people on right now, because we have breaking news, but Luco, it's his birthday, so he has to be with his family, but he might call in Jason.
Okay, cool.
And Katie, I hope she gets on, but Katie doesn't even know this breaking news. The only people that know this breaking news is Ashley, Jason, me, Little John, and Christine. You guys are going to freak out when you hear what we're about to tell you.
It's top secret, and now you get to know.
Yeah, it's crazy. But we want to butter you up and keep you in suspense for a little bit, so why don't we start with Ashley reading her amazing words that God has given her, and you can tell us how and when he gave them to you and just whatever. Do you feel comfortable doing that now, Ashley?
Yeah, that's fine. Can you guys hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. We can see you fine, but hold on. You know what? I forgot. Christine is the one that has all the little kids. So we might have to change that order up. Christine, will this be okay?
Well, she can
go
if that would be easier.
So, Christine, do we have you for a good 30, 40 minutes uninterrupted?
Yes.
So is it okay if Ashley starts out then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Thanks, Ashley. All right.
I'll tell you what. If she's going to read, hey, Tiger, why don't you come in here and read from my headset? That way everybody can hear you clearly.
Oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, because, like, phone service in Kansas sucks.
I feel special. I'm sitting in the host seat now.
It's a privilege.
Ashley,
don't get used to it.
Does Ashley have muting power? Is she a mutant?
Yes, I have the mute button now.
I feel
That's
like Jason
awesome.
Has no control. Is Jason okay?
Oh, I can walk into my office anytime I want.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so I think a lot of you were on the morning show and you heard, but I just want to preface this by saying God has never given me words until he started talking to me like this last night. And I have to just say that part of the trust messages that have been going on were for me, because there's been a part of me that I've been holding out, and last night I finally sat down and let it all out. I think a lot of Pat's message really, or I know it hit me very hard. And we're laying in bed last night, 10 o'clock, whatever. just another evening, and God starts telling me, write this down. And I hesitated because, like, no, that's just my imagination. And he kept saying it, so I finally got up and grabbed pen and paper. So I guess I'll just start with what he told me first and keep on going until somebody stops me. I've got quite a few of them.
Just read them all.
We have all night.
All right, so last night he starts with, "You are my bride, and I love you. I have made you ready, and it is time. The time is now. The time for the wedding feast is now. We will eat, and we will drink together. The time is now." And he says, "Are you ready? Are you ready? We're going to fly. Draw near to me, little ones, and do not be afraid. I am your king and your savior. I have you in the palm of my hand, and no harm will come to you. Say goodbye to this world. Our time has come. Be ready." He signs off, Yeshua HaMashiach. So later in the evening, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, he says, "I am a general, giving orders and commanding armies. Destruction looms. Because of me, you will be saved. Rejoice. It is at hand. These people, they know me not, but they will. They will cry out to me at last, and I will hear them. Their cries bring me no joy. I could have saved you from this, but you did not ask. You should have asked. Believe in the power of what I did for you on the cross, and you shall be resurrected with me in glory. Do not take the mark, or you will be lost forever. Trust in me, in your Lord and Savior. I will hear your cries. To die is to live, and to lose is to gain. Believe. Believe in me and none other. Believe in me, and I will have a place ready for you too. I know you're scared. I know I became human so I could know your fear. Cry out to me. Cry out, and I will hear you. With love, Jesus." So then, okay, let me get my papers in order. He starts this again this morning after I finish sharing on the morning show. He says, "Write this down. You are beautiful, and I am well pleased. Keep sharing my words, and you will be blessed. I have much to tell you. It will knock your socks off. I have made you for this purpose, and I will guide you. Listen to me. Do not be afraid. These are my words. I cannot wait to tell you more, my child. Listen. Listen to me. Listen only to me. You are beautiful. You are my blooming flower." At the end of the show, he says, "I hear my people yearning for me all day long, and I love it. It blesses me and brings glory to my name."
Amen. Hey, just real quick, are you getting ready to read the music one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I share the one about the messages?
I just want to, you know, me and Judy and Ashley and John were watching. We were talking about videos, the Beyonce video, and I was sharing a video about the Holy Grail one with Jay-Z. And we were all just talking about this and how there is beauty in the stuff that people are calling demonic. And then right in the middle of this happening, this is the word she got.
Okay, he says, "These people that you've called abominations will be saved. Yes, I will save them. They are my children. Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, they are my children, and I love them. How dare you judge them? Do you know their sorrows? Do you know their struggles? I have plans and purposes for their lives too, you know. Mind your own business. Your mind should be on your walk with me. Do you not know it is written? Do not try to take the speck out of your brother's eye until you have removed the plank from your own eye." Our discussion got interrupted, and so the music that was playing in the background on FaceTime was gone, and God was quiet for a little bit. And the minute it comes back on and we resume our conversation, he says, "See the talent he has? I gave that to him. That was me, the Almighty God. Just because he doesn't use his gifts to further my kingdom does not mean that I cannot and will not use him. Do not put limits on me. I am your God." Okay, I've got a couple more here. He says,
Ashley?
Yeah.
Can you tell Jason to kick a troll out? His name is Pastor Paul Bailey. He's like taking that name. You can take control.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, she heard it. He's
okay.
Coming.
Beautiful, Ashley. See, the devil doesn't, he wanted to disrupt, but he doesn't know that we're not disrupted. We laugh at him.
No big deal. He's gone. Okay, so he says, this morning, he says, my bride is coming home today to be with me. The feast is ready. The table is set. I have musicians with funny jester hats on. They make me laugh. Everybody laugh. We are celebrating today. Your robes are ready, clean, and waiting for you, my bride. You will be stunning. You will love what I have chosen for you. All the colors you know and more, magnificent colors of jewels and diamonds. I love you all. Come celebrate with me. We will dance in glory in the throne room. Is Christopher PA listening?
Yeah, Chris is here in the chat room. He's listening.
Chris, are you ready for this? I guess you can't really respond because you're muted, but
yeah,
God was talking to me about you.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready.
Sorry, now I've got all build up. I've got to find my paper.
Ashley, Chris in the chat room said, yeah, I'm ready. And he's like, yeah, LOL.
Now I can't find it. Hang on a minute. I think I had another piece of paper. I'm sorry. Somebody else talk for a second.
Oh, and by the way, Ashley, don't rush because I'm trying to write mine down so I'm not all like trying to remember. So please have all the grace you need to read.
Okay. Hang on just a minute.
Jason,
I'm going to walk back in the other room.
Jason, can you bring Sherry in on the call?
Yeah. Let me come back in my office.
Okay. Because she's calling in and because Sherry is part of the breaking news that's about to occur after Ashley. The breaking news we're hearing now is Ashley's word, which is amazing. But
okay, Sherry's on with us.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, wait, is that you, Chris?
No, that's me, Sherry.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard some guy talk. It sounded like Chris.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hi,
I have a manly voice.
Oh, Sherry, no, I heard some reverb or something. Don't say that.
Hey, guys.
We love you, Sherry.
Yeah, manly voice and all.
Thanks for that, Lord.
Okay, I think I found it. All right, so this is the last one that he's given me so far today. He says, I want you to believe it's today, my bride. I am coming. I am. Do not be discouraged. Your faith is stronger than you think. You are my people. Thank you for choosing me when I so long ago chose you. You will be at the marriage feast because you accepted the invitation and made yourselves ready at my instruction. I know it hasn't been an easy path for some of you, but I promise your rewards are great. He says, Chris, I have seen you all along, and it is true. Your rewards will be great. I have tested and tried you so that you may become strong in me, so that you would trust in me. You are enough. I have perfected you, and you are enough in me. I am the Lord your God, and I love you.
Yeah, let's see if Chris can keep them tears back now.
Chris is in the chat room going, whoa, whoa. So, yeah, Chris is probably naked already.
And don't worry, Chris. We'll go ahead and get you the word message to you so you have it in your inbox.
Oh, he says he's in his boxers.
Yeah, linoleum's hard on naked skin.
Oh, okay, so I lied. One more thing. For all of you who have followed this crazy Rapture Kitty woman, God was talking to me today about missing points or missing false rapture dates. And he said that when human messengers apologize for giving false rapture dates, it allows their followers to continue to follow them. without getting an apology for the false rapture date, you as a follower must choose to either follow God and trust him or fall away.
Amen.
So everybody here who's chosen to follow God, amen.
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 Hey, Ashley, can you read that word again? Can you read that word one more time? That's amazing.
The last one about the messengers?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. It said, he said, when human messengers apologize for giving false rapture dates, it allows their followers to continue to follow them. Without receiving an apology, you as a follower must either choose to follow God and trust him or fall away.
Wow. That means you can't have a man-pleasing spirit when God tells you things, because the things he's going to tell you are so radical that you're going to get a lot of hate for it. And if you have a man-pleasing spirit, you're going to apologize. That's what that word is saying to me. You're going to apologize for what God did. You don't make apologies for God. Because when God didn't come on the day that we said it, the first countdown, he's like, you will not apologize for what I've done. I am God, and I did this. You know, so that's a really serious word. And I'm really glad I didn't apologize. I didn't bow to men. And a lot of people haven't bowed to men. And those that have, you know, they can be forgiven, you know. It's just that when you do that, you lose all your joy and all your faith, you know?
Yeah, Ashley's right now telling me that when she reads the stuff on the show, it makes her shake.
Wow.
That's God for you.
Yeah, it's some amazing stuff. He's all saying the same thing. You know, one of the messages was for people that were left behind. And a lot of the other ones were just telling you how much he loved you. Chris, I didn't even know she gave you a personal word, but the Lord sure has told me, talking about you the other day in the morning show, about how much you've grown and been delivered from so many things, brother. So I'm so happy that these last moments we had, he delivered from you a lot of that and gave you your final word of look up, you know.
Wow. Chris just said in the chat room, he said, amen, brother.
Yeah, I see it. I'm back at my desk. Did you want to move on to Christine now, or do you want to...
Well, just say hi and ask Sherry how she's doing. I just need, like, another minute to write this down.
Hi, Sherry. How are you tonight?
Can I just say thank you to Ashley for such a beautiful word, and thank you to God? Thank you.
Amen.
I'm fabulous as always.
This is an extra special word from Ashley, because, see, Ashley was one of those people that you know, was thinking that God wasn't speaking to her, and you know, it wasn't, you know, it was just kind of hard to see God doing everything he was doing to her husband, and she was feeling left out. And then, you know, she decided to believe God with the mustard seed of faith, and then now all of a sudden, she's hitting like a rock star, and my sister was a lot like Ashley. So my sister lives with us here now, and they have so much in common. They're both around the same age. Well, no, they're not. But they're both kidney dialysis nurses. And they're much kind of the same in their sort of spiritual experiences. And when I read this word that Ashley got last night to my sister is very happy. She's like, I know it's given her hope. Like, if Ashley can hear like that, so can I, you know. And you would think she wouldn't have that problem because she lives here with me and my son, and this is all we preach. But, you know, sometimes people just have a hard time believing that God really speaks to them. So good job, Ashley, for believing, and thank you for submitting to God and believing. And because of your mustard seed of faith, we just all got blessed by you. I mean, and I know you're going to get blessed even more for sharing it publicly, because God, that's how God works. He gets you back real good, if you know what I mean.
Well, I have to thank you all. I mean, it's been a phenomenal ride, and everything that people share, I can take something from, you know. And God is so good. He is so patient with us and with me. I never thought I'd be reading words from God on a radio show, and I'm just astounded with even just what he does to me physically as I'm reading it. And these are words that I've read 10 times today. You'd think it would get a little old, and it doesn't. I mean, I can't quite breathe, and I feel like I'm going to fall down if I don't sit down. And God's power is just phenomenal. Just believe. Just have a little bit of trust and know that he'll take it over, because he does.
You know, if you don't mind, Ashley, I'd like to share a little bit. You know, she's had to sit next to me and see all the things, the supernatural things that happened to me and the words that I've gotten and the messages and the shakings and the not breathings and all that stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, it was hard for her to not have the same thing. And to me, to sit here and see what happened last night with her, and then it kept happening, and, you know, she's given more, and now I'm, she's not the one waiting on it. I'm over there saying, hey, ask him to give you a word about this and ask him to give you a word about that. And it's just, you know, Ashley, what she won't tell you is she's an extremely intelligent person and she's very logical. She's very science-minded. And so taking, you know, leaps of faith or things like that are very difficult for her, just the way she's built, you know. But the Lord knows that. He knows the way she's built. And when she's found her own walk with him and put it all out there, you know, he rewarded her and gave her more than he's given me. So, so the dead air on that. Thanks for the applause. I'm going to ask Sherry how she's doing tonight.
Did you get the feeling? Did you get the eerie, creepy feeling that no one was listening to you for just a minute?
I got that. Did I, like, you know, cuss on the air or something? Or, you know, what did I say?
No, it was good.
You know what, Jason? It was a moment of silence because it's so sacred. It's like what God is doing in your family and, like, with you and Ashley, it's so sacred, and it's so sacred what he's doing in our family. We're all the Rapture-centric family, and these things are sacred. It's almost like sometimes you can't speak after, you know, like if Chris from PA fart, you know, we all take a moment of silence because we're just like, wow, that was amazing. And you just did a big fat fart, and we all had to be silent because that was amazing.
Amen. Sherry, how was your wonderful day?
My day's fabulous as always.
Amen.
I never have a bad day, brother. Even
That's
though I
right.
pulled a double shift.
Sherry's tough as nails.
Yeah, she is. Thank God for that.
Well, the word that's getting about to be shared here that we're having to wait for winds up
no,
with, I think you were the first. Well, I think that you were the first one to share it. And so I was when we were talking before the show, and I was like, man, I hope Sherry's going to be there. And you logged in earlier today, and so I'm very excited for you too.
Okay, I've been excited all day for no apparent reason, so.
That is
of course,
for good
I'm
reason.
Excited every day for no apparent
hey,
reason.
Jason, Bell in the chat room is threatening to leave if the word doesn't get spoken now. He's freaking out, and so let's just carry this thing on a little slower. I'm just like,
yeah, Sherry, could you tell us about your double shift today?
Yeah,
well, well, let's see. I worked till 10:30 last night. The last thing I had to do was empty the slop bucket.
Oh, that's always the fun. Tell me about your last nine customers.
The last nine customers. The last one was a crabby old man.
Poor fella.
Mad because he didn't win the lottery. And I was like, well, yeah. God bless you. Maybe you'll win with this ticket. And he's like, yeah, I bet. And I was like, okay. God will sure bless
God
you
bless
for
you
that.
Happy day.
That's pretty much it.
Amen. Christine, are you about ready to share, young lady?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll go on. I thought I wrote fast, but now I think I just talk fast, so I thought the message was a little bit shorter. I'm like, wow.
Hey, Christine.
Okay. Yes.
Sherry was actually my son, little John, was the first one to throw the concept of what you're about to say out there. God actually told little John first, and then he told Sherry next. As far as I know, remember the order, he told Sherry. Sherry doesn't even know what we're talking about right now because Sherry just got here, so Sherry's about to remember. But don't worry, Sherry, you'll know in a minute. And then he told my little son, and then he told Sherry, and then he told me a week or so ago that I would, that what my son said was true, but it wasn't just for my son. And then he told Stacy, and she'll be coming on the line too, and then he told Luco the same thing, and he's let Katie know the same thing, and there's others out there, because when we're about to give you this groundbreaking news, you're going to be like, you know what, he told me too. So others will be coming out of the woodwork. But the thing is that something biblical is going on, but you might not find it in the Bible exactly the way we're going to tell you. But remember, if you're following, you know, this rapture-centric church, you know that God works within Scripture and with outside of Scripture. And God also told me today when we were, you know, freaking out on the phone about this word, me and Jason and Christine and Ashley were, like, literally flipped out with joy. God was laughing, and he said, you know, this is going to divide the church because it's not biblical. And he was totally cracking up, you know, about this word. And he said, but you know what, Judy? He said, somebody in the rapture-centric church can find a scripture for it. And I'm thinking it's probably going to be Bell, since he's our little theologian. But anyway, can you guys hear me, or am I just rambling?
No,
yeah,
you're good. I think we're all ready to hear Christine. Anyway, everybody in the chat room is about to hang themselves waiting.
I'm just giving a warning, okay? So God, this is the Lord, 100% the Lord, but remember, this is the last hour in time. This is the last hour in history where the earth changed. Okay? So God is revealing new things that couldn't be revealed before. And so this is why you have to have kindergarten childlike faith to receive what you're about to hear. But don't receive it if you don't want. But God just wants to announce it today. And it's actually a very serious word. You have to have sobriety and in the Lord. And, you know, if you're drunker than a skunk, that means you're going to get it real good. And if you're real sober-minded, you're going to get it too, because it's the Spirit of the Lord. So take it away, people. I just wanted to give that disclaimer. God wanted me to give that disclaimer that he works within Scripture and outside of Scripture. And he said, you know, the kids that are going to hear this, my kids that are going to hear this are going to know. And if they don't know it right now, I will confirm and reveal it to them, as, you know, and I will do that. And God's faithful. So hallelujah.
Just to sum that up too, Judy, is the Bible is the inspired word of God. And these messages that you've been receiving are the word of God. That's who's speaking them, and that's the experiences that are being shared. So I think that you can just merge them all together.
Oh, my God, these people in the chat room, I mean, like, this is... You guys, I love our church. I love that Jesus is the pastor, you know, because, like, he's a crazy leader.
Who is getting the applause in the background?
Yeah, who's
not
doing
me.
That?
Not Christine.
That's really
guys,
weird.
That was weird. That sounded like a bunch of horses. Like, that's like
no,
a tribulation.
No, that was like an applause. That was like a clapping applause.
No,
oh,
wait,
it
was nobody?
No, because it's not you. It's not me. It's not my wife. And it's not Judy.
And
so,
Sherry?
Whoa.
Huh?
Sherry?
It's not me. My horses are out in the field.
Are you serious?
I'm dead
you guys,
serious.
That was clapping. That was serious clapping. That was Jesus giving a round of applause to, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I know this. The
I'm
Holy Spirit just hit me while it was going on.
Wait a minute. Are you guys serious?
Yes,
dead serious.
We're serious.
I don't lie about this stuff.
No, I know you don't. I'm just like, oh, my.
Okay.
Lord, you want
please,
me to read
please
that?
Do that again, Lord. Lord, please do that again if that was you.
Jesus' name.
You guys,
that
you know
was...
what? That was our, as it says in Hebrews, you know, there's a cloud of witnesses applauding what's going on right now. They're witnessing this in heaven, and there are a cloud of witnesses clapping for us, the rapture-centric bride. And I'm telling you, that's what it was.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just about in tears over that. That is amazing.
I can't even speak. I'm like, you guys want me to read? I'm like, I...
And Bell just said it sounded like 30 angels clapping. I agree. I mean,
it
was amazing.
It sounded like a multitude clapping.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That was... I can't wait to listen to that on the podcast. I really can't.
Will you freak out if you play it back and it's not on there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
really?
Awesome.
I thought one of you were, like, walking through somewhere, and it was, like, an auditorium, but I'm like, who the heck's walking? I know where all you people are. You're at home.
No, I'm in the porch on my slippers.
I thought somebody was, like, pretending to do, like, air farts or something.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to get giggly, people.
Oh, the Lord just told you.
Right.
The Lord just told me. He said, that was me. You're welcome.
No.
Wow, Jesus.
I told you. I told you.
Jesus. Oh.
Oh.
You are so good.
No, someone's saying that I thought it was a soundbite. Guys, there's three songs in here. One's the Katy Perry song. The other one's the stupid intro that always gets played. And then there's some other crackhead one of ducks quacking and whatever. So there's no sound bites in here, I promise you.
Wow.
In fact, wow. That was, I don't even know what to say.
Well, you know what,
I'm sorry, that was supernatural.
That was supernatural, and everyone in the chat room is agreeing with it as well. And you know what? We know what that was, and that was truly a miracle. And this is wonderful. So let's since Jesus just gave us the applause, I think that it's safe to start this amazing amazing word. Today
okay.
is going to be. Does Christine start first? I think so.
Christine's hanging in the spirit, so go ahead.
I know, I am. I'm just like, Holy Spirit, keep me together. okay. Around 5 p.m., okay, and this was supernatural in and of itself because Mama never gets, periods of time when her children aren't pulling on her. So everybody was doing something, and so I made a cup of tea. And I said, you know what, let me go sit, because it was such a beautiful day here. I said, let me go sit in our living room, which is by this huge bay window, and I can see out there and look at nature. There's always squirrels. Sometimes there's even deer that come up here. I set my eyes upon this blue jay that was perched in the branch, and I was just enjoying my moment of quiet, I guess you can say, and just content with that in and of itself. And that's when, let's see here. This is when I started to feel the presence of the Lord in the room. He started asking me, do you feel that? I said, yes. He said, that's my peace that surpasses understanding. At this point, I felt like, you know, just like if you would have a massage, or I felt so just one with the couch. Like, I can't explain it. It was just amazing, amazing. Like I was floating. Then he started to say, many take drugs, sleeping pills, alcohol, sex, and even food to try to feel just a piece of that peace. You've always had it with you from the beginning, for I've been with you from the beginning. But because of choices, people, or even the demonic realm, it seems to have been taken from you. You've only known earthly giving, but I give unconditionally and do not take away. My love cannot be taken away. Nothing can take that back. No one can take the gift like this piece. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. At
You're
this
clear.
Point, you start.
Christine?
Yes.
Because there's like a time lapse on the radio, we're just going to all be really quiet. So, like, if you have to say hello every now and then, that's fine. But we'll all be really quiet. And just so everyone knows, Christine is in Zen right now because this all happened less than 2 hours ago, right, Christine?
Yeah, totally.
So just bear with her. And, honey, just take your time. We don't care if you sniffle and cry and shout. And just go for it. Have fun.
Okay. Well, thank you. I felt like I just heard amen from the Lord. Amen and duty. At this point, he starts telling me about this angel that is over me. And so I felt I was laying in the couch. Now I'm kind of I'm scrunching down in the couch even more because my body is so relaxed. And I feel this presence of an angel over my right shoulder. And he shows me the angel has a straw, well, what looks like a straw, and like a straw that you would use in school to, like, do little, you know, bombs on the ceiling, like paper bombs. Well, he shows me that this angel, he's delivering his love to me in the shape of these hearts that are going, and that these hearts, they're kind of like little, you know, bubbles going out. And they're going into my ears and my eyes and all my senses. And these hearts, he tells me, is even going into each and every one of my pores. They're seeping in his love. At this point, I ask the name of the angel, and he tells me his name is Eros. I said, oh, like Eros love, like that type of love? He said, yes. Then he starts strumming my hair and telling me how much he loves me and how he created me and that he confirms that he favors me in his love. He says, baby girl, and he's never called me baby girl that I remember. I mean, I'm sure God has spoken that over me before, but he says, baby girl, I know you think I'm so far off, but I'm not. So he goes on to tell me this. He says that he'd be taking some of the bride early. And how he says it is by showing me himself. It was Jesus in a golden glory light outstretching his arms to me. And I reach out to grab it. He then tells me that he cannot wait. He's telling me he cannot wait. He cannot wait. His love, he has to be with me. He goes on to say that there will be those of you who I will elope with. Those of you, or you all, however he says it to me, he speaks to me like I talk. He says, those of you who I will elope with beforehand, because I cannot wait to be with you. Then he tells me that is why he sent me the angel Eros, because he was named after elope. To deliver the message of this time of elopement. So I'm freaking out, and I was like still high just from the Holy Spirit, and I go in to get my dictionary because I want to look up and make sure of what the word elope means. And as I'm turning to the page elope, I see a picture of an angel. A few pages before ELs, I see a picture of an angel drawn on the left-hand side, and the angel in this dictionary is, well, what I thought was an angel, is called Eos. And I know, and I said, God, you had me see this picture of this angel is called Eos. You just told me that my angel is called Eos. So I look up what Eos says, and he says, the dictionary says this is the goddess of the dawn. It's the Greek goddess of the dawn. And he says, yes, they took that from me, from my angel, Eos. And then I go and I say, okay, and I look up the word elopement now, and it says to run away with a lover, especially with the intention of getting married. And he seals the deal for me and says, that's true. Everything he said was true, and that there will be those of us within the bride that will be he will elope with before the actual rapture.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Christine, do you want to tell him why, or do you want me to explain it? I think it'd be neat coming from your mouth, and we're certainly all going to back it up with what God has shown us in a minute. But would you like to say why would God elope with some and not with others? Is it because, are you going to tell me that you're one of his favorites? Because if you are, I might just get offended by that. But I don't know. Why would he elope with you first, Christine? Why?
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah. Why?
Actually, let me help with this, guys. I want to help with this. Because Christine's my sister, and I know she is. The other night when we were playing telephone, the Lord, when we were all doing it, I couldn't wait to get Christine because the Lord kept talking about her to me. And it was going to be so offensive to everybody else because he went on and on about how he loves her more than he loves others. He favors her in his love. She is special to the Lord, above me and above a lot of other people.
She is
loved by the Lord. And amen, and I am happy for her.
I don't know
Christine. The only time I've ever talked to her is here on the show. I actually got to talk today. But that's been it.
Okay, so
yes,
this pile of poop. Oh, go ahead.
What was that?
Oh, no, I
was
going to say, so. It was, seriously, you guys did that, right?
No,
what?
I don't do those jokes.
I didn't do anything.
You heard that, right?
No.
Yes, it sounded like exactly what we all thought it sounded like. Okay, who's
like
doing that? Who's doing
Who
that?
Who did that?
I'm serious, guys. It's a...
No!
Ray. No!
Who is doing this?
I'm not doing it, Sherry. I promise. I swear. Oh, my God. Are you guys messing with me?
Is someone doing that?
No, I'm Christine. I'm not.
Who's doing that? Seriously. There's nobody unmuted except for Christine, Sherry, Judy, myself, and my wife, and I know she doesn't do that.
My phone's been on mute on my side. It wasn't me.
No, I asked someone to do that again. Hold on. No, I'm not going to ask for confirmation on this one. Judy, go ask John.
Okay, but after
Sherry, you're not playing around, right?
I'm not playing around.
I thought Sherry was because she was laughing the hardest. You
That's
know, like he can smelt it, dealt it.
I'll tell you why I was laughing. I'll tell you why I was laughing in just a second. I'm sorry. I give happy when the spirit's on me. I can't help it. I see thousands of angels with their heads bowed clapping, and we're standing below them.
So which one farted?
Okay, wait.
I didn't see anybody fart, but that's what
wait,
I just saw.
I heard fart sound. Did anyone do a fart sound?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's been two farts, and it's the second round of claps right after the second fart. Please go ask John, because I'm dead serious. I don't joke around like this, guys. This is not something I do, period.
I know, and I'm the one that jokes around about farts, but you guys, I did not do that. I thought somebody was doing that on the line. John, come here, sweetheart. He hasn't really heard this yet. He's in the room. John, come here. Did you hear that there's been clapping and stuff going on the line? Will you ask God if that's him?
That's me, some of it.
God said yes, some of it's me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I see thousands of angels standing around me in gold robes, clapping their hands.
Oh.
There's no farts, though.
She is crying. I'm crying. She is laughing.
We're standing below them. I don't know who did the first, guys. You have my word of honor. It's not me. And it's
Sherry, that's not something I would ever do. Ever. I wouldn't make jokes like this. I wouldn't put this out there as some joke because I just wouldn't. I'm a serious person, actually. And there's just, I know Christine didn't do that, and I know that Judy would make a joke like that, but she wouldn't be able to contain herself, and she'd be laughing as soon as she did it. So
And I wouldn't want to try to bring people into thinking something is God and it isn't. You know, I do fear God as much as God and I pal around and we're chums. Like, I would never, like, do something like this. So this is the Lord putting his stamp of approval on his church because, you know, he's the pastor. And since we've made him our pastor, he can fart from the pew. He can clap from the pew. He can do whatever he wants because, see, we gave him control, you guys, and we're being blessed for it. Amen.
Amen.
I just asked the Lord if all of it was him, and he said, yes, I'm having fun. And he's laughing while he's saying it.
I can't believe you can't. Can nobody see the angels? Can nobody see
No, Sherry, we're just regular
we're
people.
We're huge.
Sherry.
I mean, I'm like dunking my head down.
Hey, Jason, I know we were going to change this show to from Rapture Centric to Rapture Retard Radio, and I think it's time.
I'm actually at a complete loss. It's you guys been making them stupid fart jokes for the longest time, and here that just happens.
John Doe in the chat room said he just asked God, and God also said it's him.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Oh, my.
Well, you guys, we know it's him. It's just like it's too good to be true. It's just because, you know what, he's just amazing. And Jason, Ashley, can you get him another diaper? Because I don't know how long he's going to be able to do the show.
I don't know, Helen.
We've actually just set the computer up in the bathroom.
This isn't going to work. This is just, oh, Lord. No.
Who is that?
I promise you I'm not doing it.
Jason, I swear to you. Is anyone else on the line, Jason?
Luca is the only one.
Sure.
Luca was the only one I'm brought on.
Exactly. I can admit
wow.
at a really awkward time.
Wow.
I came in and all I hear is everybody talking about farting, and I was like, what in the world? And I just heard that one, and it was really clear in my ear.
It was
over
my head.
Wow.
Dude, this is, like, amazing. Like, this is, like,
what
a miracle.
What the heck? I didn't know.
Oh,
my. That was weird.
Doesn't know what's going on.
It's like you can hear somebody doing it, though. The last one is
no, like I can tell.
Like can
okay, I
the...
told. I can tell the difference between that one and all the other ones that Judy does and stuff. That one was clear. That was weird.
Yeah, I mean, we all agree it's not me. And also, Shorty in the chat room, everyone's saying happy birthday, Luco. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And also, Shorty in the chat room just said, "God just told me yes, it was him doing this, and he is having fun." He said if he can make diamonds appear in other churches, why can't he clap and fart in this one?
Amen. Amen.
That was so weird. Oh, my goodness.
Did you hear the clapping, Luco?
What?
Did you hear
the clapping
before that?
No, I came on after. I came on listening to you guys talk about it, and then he farted again. I was like, whoa, they actually were, like, hearing farts.
Well, before? Yeah.
Oh my God! Nobody clap. Nobody clap and nobody fart for the rest of the show, please. Nobody clap or fart.
Yeah, nobody's.
I wasn't exactly planning
on
farting in the phone anyway. Thanks.
Luco, you can listen to this. I mean, it's going to happen again. I just know it will, and you're going to hear clapping.
Yeah.
And it sounds like someone's walking through an auditorium. This is just unreal.
No, we're not walking. We're standing in a circle, and they're around us, and they're talking.
Someone's gonna be like, "What was the most supernatural experience you've ever had?" Well, you know, the Lord farted in my ear.
Chris Nicholson in the chat room said, "How about we get some diamonds while the other churches get loot and we get poop?" He said, "We really are the rapture retard."
Dude, that was
have
weird.
I'd rather have the claps
like
than the farts.
Making the noise. I mean, the last one sounded different.
Oh, my gosh.
Did somebody do that?
That was a burly one.
I did not do that. That was a really good one, actually.
That was deep. Good. That was chunk. Dude, the Lord knows how to do it. Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say, that was very manly sounding.
Yeah, that was
okay,
a manly one.
Here's why.
Okay,
you know why it's believable? Nobody else would try to use farts as a miracle, and that's why it's happening.
Jason, Chris Nicholson just said that was a wet fart.
Wait, Jason.
What's up, brother?
You know who is all on the line right now, right?
Yeah, and there's only we have it limited tonight. It's Christine.
Oh my.
You, me, my wife, Sherry, Judy. That's it. Everybody else.
Oh
is
my
muted.
Goodness.
They cannot speak.
Dude, and it sounds like it, like the way it came out. It sounded like it was like like download it on my phone. Like I wasn't even hearing it through someone else's phone. It sounded like it just came out really clear. It was really weird.
The clapping was amazing too.
Oh my gosh. Laura, can we hear clapping too? I want to hear the clapping.
No more clapping because it's right above my head, please.
Sherry, you can take it one more time. Come on.
Sherry's not deaf dribbles right over her head.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys, if you're trying to figure this out right now, you're not acting in childlike faith. Believe that it's God. It is God, okay? So I'm not talking to you guys. I'm just telling everyone in the church, like, just believe it because when you believe God like this, He will add to his display, and that's what he's done with us since this whole thing started in our family, and it's been happening with Jason's family. The more you believe like a child, the more that the Lord will do. And so what happened today was Christine, God told Christine.
I'm sorry. No, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. I love the laughter. It's beautiful. So keep laughing, but I was going to say, so basically, the word today, the groundbreaking word, is that God is going to elope with us. In other words, translate the rapture-centric church, the bride, together before he does the worldwide rapture. Now, what you don't know is a lot of us he'd already told this to. But the fact that he landed on Christine today and told her so detailed, you know, like the angel was, you know, and the name. And, you know, believe me, when she had this happen to her, she inboxed me right away, and she gave me her number, and we called her. And me and her and Jason were undone on the phone. My son was undone. He came in the room. And this is the Lord confirming it, but he's also confirmed it through Raina. Raina's in the chat room. He's shown Stacy the same thing. He's shown Luca that he's getting translated. And the thing is, I thought that God thought my son was more special, which is why I thought he was getting translated before the worldwide rapture, because God told him that many times over, he told little John. So John's expecting to disappear like Enoch any day now. Well, today, actually. And so I was just assuming that I'd be left behind, and then God had been telling me for a week now, but I was, like, having a hard time believing it. I really was. Like, you guys think I have, like, so much faith, and I do, but I'm like, really? He's like, you are just as special as he is, and I can't keep my faith from you. And what he told me about the rapture-centric church is this. So if you have problems with your self-esteem, this might hurt you, but you are favored. If you're in this church that God is the pastor of, he told me you are favored. So everybody in creation are his favorites. All of creation are God's favorites. However, you are favored by God himself if you believe like a child and you exercise your mustard seed of faith in this cold, hard world where it's hard to believe anything. And when God sees you do that, he's very proud of you. So he favors you. He doesn't love the unbelievers anymore. He loves us all the same, but his favor is on us. And therefore, in this rapture wedding that's about to happen, he is using the analogy of a man and a woman. Okay, in my second marriage, my husband and I wanted to be together so bad that we had our wedding set 3 months in advance, but we just couldn't wait. So 2 weeks before we got married, we eloped, and nobody knew about it. And so we eloped quietly, and then we had our ceremony in front of the public, you know, but nobody knew we did that, you know, except until after we were done, and then I told my few friends. But God is doing the same thing with us. He's going to elope. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
He's going to elope with the rapture-centric bride, and he can't help it. He's so crazy about us, and we're so crazy about him that he can't help but not take us now. And so he had already told little John, the little prophet, this a while ago. So, like, when Raina came on and said it, and Stacy, and then Luca, God told him, and everyone, it was like he'd already told his little prophet John just in case any of us thought we were going crazy. You know what I mean? Because I think that's why he chose a 10-year-old, because he knew, like, okay, there's no hidden agenda here. Even though there isn't with you guys either or myself, it's just that it's really nice to have it from a 10-year-old first. And God told this little 10-year-old that he will be translating people before the worldwide rapture. And I sat on that word for a while because we've already said enough strange things here at the Rapture Kitty channel. And believe me, I haven't even said half of what the stuff he's shown us. So, you know, if he waits another day, which the rapture's today, but I might just come out of the closet with more of it, but I really do share as the Lord leads. But I'm just telling you guys, be prepared. You know, if it didn't look like a cult now, it really is going to look like a cult, because not only is it still 2013, not only is the rapture today, but now the Lord's telling us, this particular group of people, that we are the select group that has God's favor on them, and we are getting taken in translation. He is eloping with us before the worldwide rapture event. So if that doesn't get you want to leave this church, I don't know what would. I mean, you either want to stay or you want to go. But it's the Lord's church. It didn't start with the rapture, Kitty. It started with the Lord. But the Lord did use a little 10-year-old, which is why this whole thing started, to announce to the world that he's coming. And those that have believed this little 10-year-old, including myself, have been blessed for it. And, you know, Jason was one of those people that believed like a child. Every time he would think about little John, the spirit would fall on him, and he didn't even know me. And he was trying to not call me because he didn't want to think I was, you know, he was trying to not stop me because he thought I would think he was a creeper. But he was really drawn to me and our son. And should I go on or am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
So basically, you guys, this is what's being told. And, you know, this is a great birthday gift for Luco because if you know about Luco, his faith is great, okay? And we're going to share now. Everyone's going to share this on the line. And I hope Stacy and Raina come in, too, in a little bit because I want them to
Christine,
share, too. Because,
I want Christine to finish. I want Christine to finish her deal about it's important. And I don't know why it's important, but whether it's important for her or anything, but she, Raina, or Christine, the Lord, you asked the Lord to confirm what I told you.
I did. When he was strumming my hair, he was telling me, I do have my favorites. And he used those words. And I said, you mean favor? And he said, he had already told me, yes, I told you what Jason had said. He said, yes, that word was correct. He said, I favor you, my love, but you're also my favorite.
She can't even say it. God bless you, sister. We love you.
I love you guys.
I want to hear the clapping now.
Luca.
Hey, Luca, are you able to look at the chat room?
No.
Okay, I just want to tell you, you got a lot of love coming from everybody, just, you know, saying happy birthday. I mean, people really love you and appreciate all you've done. So God bless you, Luco. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thanks, everybody. Love you all.
You know, your childlike faith has touched a lot of people. And because of that childlike faith and because of Christine, you know, your God's favor is on you. And this might be a really good time to share, Luco, how you got that favor on you, because you really did something that everybody would say was crazy, but you did it, and I don't know many people that would do what you did, and I don't know if you want to share that right now. It's not a very long
I think
story,
a lot of people already know, but I'll say the basics of it. So it was probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think, the Lord just randomly told me he was, he used to have me go on walks like every night. He would just, like, tell me to go on a walk, similar to kind of what Nate was like, but he wouldn't tell me he was taking me every time. He would just want me to go on walks. So basically, one day he was like, I'm taking you on your walk tonight. And I was like, whoa, 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 what? You know? And so I was like tripping out excited, okay? And so, yeah, I was, like, on my walk. And then he told me where he wanted me to go. And so I basically, like, ran most of the way there because, like, he was implying that he was going to, like, literally take me, like, at that, like, hidden spot, okay? So I, like, got there really fast, and I was standing there. I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? And this is where it gets kind of awkward, but he was like, I want you to fold your clothes neatly on this log. I was like, what? Like, you want me to fold my clothes on this? Okay. And so I literally, like, stripped down, like, butt naked, like, outside, because I thought he was going to take me. Because I heard stories about people, like, finding...
Take off your clothes, boy.
Yeah, like, I heard stories of people finding, like, clothes folded neatly somewhere. So I was like, oh, I bet this is what he's going to do here. So I didn't even care. I was like, well, might as well do it. I mean, like, he's taking me anyway, so... And I was just, like, standing there. I was like, okay, Lord, now would be a pretty good time, you know. I'm kind of just, like, really vulnerable right now. And then he was like, I'm pleased with your faith. Continue with your walk. And I was like, oh, you're kidding. So, yeah, I mean, I got dressed again and then continued walking. And he told me to go to this one spot. And then he told me to come all the way back to that log. But I only had to sit on it. I didn't have to, like, strip down again, thank goodness. So, basically I was like walking there, and he wouldn't let me take my phone out. He wouldn't even let me use the flashlight app on my phone or anything. And so I'm like getting like messages and calls like all over the place, but I can't look at my phone. And then basically I walked to this one point, and I came all the way back and sat on the log again. I was just like sitting there, and I started like crying because I was like, I really did believe like what he was telling me and everything. And basically I was just like sitting there, and then like this call came, and like I missed it because I didn't answer it. And then I called again. I was like, Lord, is this an important call? And he's like, yeah, you can answer it. And I looked, and it was Judy. So I was like, oh, okay, since I answered it. And then Judy's like having like a seizure over there. He's like, if you didn't answer this call, I would have like had a heart attack. I was like, I'm sorry. But yeah, she basically really kind of encouraged me and let me know kind of that.
Wait,
like,
hold
heaven,
on, Luco. Hold
what?
On. The reason why I was going to have a heart attack is because Luco calls me up and says, Judy, God tells me he's going to translate me tonight, which he has told little John on several occasions, and we believe it every time, even though John's still here, but we believe it, and then we wake up the next day. Okay, well, so Luco tells me, Judy, God tells me I'm going to get translated. He told me where to go, so I'm on my way. So then I try to call him because I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, if you disappear, at least give me a last text or something so I can tell your parents, okay? So go ahead. I just want them to know that I'm freaking out.
Yeah. So basically, after like, who knows, I don't even know how many missed calls I had, but I finally answered Judy, and then she was like all like freaking out, and then she basically was letting me know how Kevin did weird stuff like that, and then they did like, her and little John did all these like walks and stuff too, so it made me feel better. And then like during the phone call, he's like, you can go home now, and I was like, no, I don't want to go home, you know? And so basically I just started walking home, and he's like, you'll be greatly blessed. You know, I'm like, I don't even care about blessings. I just wanted to go home tonight. Gosh, you know.
Wait, Luco, did you tell him what you had to do on the log? Did you tell that part?
On the, yeah, I had to fold my clothes on the log.
But
tell
you took
that
his clothes
part again.
Off,
that's my favorite.
He's like sitting naked on a freaking log in public. Okay, just
yeah, so anyways, yeah, he was like, you're going to be greatly blessed. And I was like, I don't care about blessings right now. I was wanting to go home, okay? You know? And then the next day, my parents just, like, randomly sat me down and then just handed me a check for $300 out of the blue. And I was like, what? Okay. And, yeah, I guess that was the blessing. But, yeah, that's one of the weird stories.
But I mean, like, okay, that's huge, because Luco was radical in his faith. He literally believed what God told him was that, I want you to walk to this log, I'm going to translate you. So he believed that, so he walked the log, and then when he gets there, God tells him, take your clothes off now and fold them neatly. I mean, Luco, in public, says this. I mean, he said the place that he went, there wasn't a lot of traffic around there, but still, and he sits there naked waiting, okay? I mean, I don't know if you guys see how great that faith is. I mean, that's great faith. And so now, as a result of that, Luco has been greatly rewarded. He passed his faith test, okay? And because he believed like a jackass, he can hear God's voice really clear, and he helps other people. But that was like his faith test, okay? But now, our faith, you guys, is not going to be tested much longer, because we're going to be out of here, okay? But he wanted to test all of our faith. And you can see that he really, you know, dwindled and made this church really small. And the only people who are remaining here in this rapture-centric church are those with great faith, because those that don't understand what today means, they left because they think we're nuts. I get the hate mail all day long from people who call themselves Christians telling me I'm destroying and ruining what Christians' reputation. You know, people are so offended by what I'm doing and by what you're doing. And if you're associated with me, they write you off because they think you're a freak because, you know, you're following that weird kitty. And I, you know, no one's following me. They're following Christ, but God, people are following what God chose to do through little John. A lot of people just believe that God did this to my 10-year-old, and the people that do believe it are really blessed. You know, the ones that do believe that we didn't make this whole thing up, you know. And, you know, I just want to say, this is not a new concept, this translation before the worldwide rapture. And God told me somebody in the rapture-centric church will find some scriptures to help back it up. And he said they don't need to. He was joking. He's like, they don't need to. But I want to say, if Sherry could please share, if Christine doesn't have anything more at this second to share, I want Sherry to tell us, because Sherry was the first one after Little John that had a word. So can you share that word, Sherry?
Oh, wow. Which one was it?
Well, you're
it was when you were
one.
Talking about saying that we were all going up together as a group. And you said
oh.
that everybody has to be.
Yeah, everybody. Well, I'll just summarize it. We're all a work in progress. We're all these jewels that the Lord keeps picking up and polishing and sitting back down. We're a group. Matter of fact, the Lord just said, either love them or leave them. The group he's talking about, because I'm sitting here, I'm going, now, you know, Lord, a lot of people's going to hear this, and they're going to be like, okay, they've finally gone over the edge. These people are crazy. And he's like, tell them to either love them or leave them. And I'm like, oh, my God. So we're a group, and in heaven we're going to be a group. So he's like, suck it up and love who you're with. I'm like, okay, cool with me. Whoever he wants to put me with, hey, I just want to get there, guys, okay?
Amen.
So,
amen. Amen.
Chris and Judy's going to do a lot of stuff together, I think, because they're just, I don't know, it's like they're nutty in the same ways, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, Judy. Oh,
you know,
Lord have mercy.
I don't know if Jason pooped his pants. Are you still there, Jason?
I did. I'm still here.
You
he had a mess
pants?
Over there. Okay, so now to top it off, not only are we offended because now God's calling us his favorites, okay, so that's offensive enough. And now you have to go tell the whole world and make videos and announce it on a radio show, and now we have a blog spot created by Ashlyn that I announced earlier and I'll make a video about. And now someone wants to make a Facebook with the Rapture Centric Church. So now not only are we a cult, believing that it's still 2013, you know, believing that he's coming today. And my son said today, Mom, if we go into March, I'm still going to call it February.
We're not going to be here
in
March.
February.
We're not going to be here.
Then we would definitely be the Rapture retards then. Okay, so it's 2013, and it's in February. Okay, you move along.
But that was like a joke. Like, God didn't tell him that, you guys, just so you know, because God didn't tell Little John that. He was just, like, laughing and having fun with it because he was also kind of serious. Like, that's how determined he is that God means what he says, is that, Mom, I would say that he's coming, that February, that March is February. I would, Mom. I mean, but God didn't say, you know, he didn't say, you know, like he does, like, John, tell them it's really February. You know, he didn't say that. But I'm throwing that out there. I mean, that's how far we've really gone into this madness. You guys get that, right? This madness that we're in is faith. It's called true faith. It's the kind of faith that's in the Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. You find it in your Bible. And, you know, it's there. And we're walking in it, and that's why we're being blessed. And people that have really taken a step into this faith are, like, drunk all the time, okay? And that's just the way it is. And, you know, I don't know what else to say, but that confirm the word that Christine had today, and I just think it's amazing. Sherry had the word. Now, Raina and Stacy both had the word. I don't know if they want to call in and share it. And if anyone else out there in the Rapture Centric Church has been told that they're getting translated before the rapture, well, you have the word too. And Luco, do you want to tell, you know, God told you
hold
that
on,
too.
Hold on, I want to get back before we leave Sherry. Sherry, when this clapping deal was going on,
yes.
You said that you saw angels all around you clapping.
Until about 5 minutes ago, they were...
Well, you know what he told me, Sherry? He said, if you say it's okay again, he'll do it again. But you said
it
was so he's not.
Oh, yes, Sherry.
It's okay.
You
That's
guys,
what he told me.
Okay, listen, but literally they're like thousands of them standing over top of me, okay? But all right, Lord.
Just have them clap one more time.
I'm like, could you muffle my ears? But yes, if you want to make them, Lord, make them sing. It's okay.
It sounds
it's
like
okay.
He's
going to
do
anyway,
a roll like
listen,
waiting.
He wants me to read the word. The word, the only word I've ever written down, this word was for our group. It wasn't for everybody.
Read it.
Okay.
Say it again.
This was the word. By Jesus' birth and resurrection, there is a new beginning. By redemption and grace, you are given a divine strength, a spiritual perfection, a Holy Spirit made complete, complete in God's work. You will have divine completeness, divine strength, God's work made complete. And this was the word for this group of people. And you guys that are listening, or if anybody's listening, really pray about this and don't leave the group, because if you're here listening to this, you were meant to be here. Please believe me, guys. Okay?
Amen. Sure, I believe you. 100%.
We're nuts or something. Because I'm just like, there's going to be some people that leave, guys, and stuff. So, you know.
Wow. It's awesome. Sure, I believe you. There's no doubt.
Tell them to either love us or leave us. God's just like, well, he's not going to keep showing everybody things forever, guys. You got to have faith like a child, please. Like a child.
Okay, and now that we've all kind of are talking about the stupid things we've done, I've never told anyone this but a few people, but my son and I, for a week straight, God had us going on Enoch walk, and he was telling us every walk that he was going to be translated at that walk. So we went on walks. Our walks went over a mile. Our walks landed us in parks. Our walks were very supernatural. On many of the walks, on two of the walks, John saw with his spirit of his eyes, in his spirit, he saw his body going up to the Lord, and then the Lord brought it back down. And I was in the park when that was happening, and I was watching John, and he was, like, amazed. And then I felt tingling in my leg on two of the walks. We had that occurrence. And so when we would get – can you guys still hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we would get to our front door, you know, obviously we were – I'm not going to lie. We're just a little bit confused and a tad bit disappointed. And God – every time we got to our door, God would speak to John really loud, and he would say, thank you for your faith. Your faith pleases me. You've done what I have asked. You will be rewarded. So, you know, he told us he was getting translated, but it appeared he didn't keep his word to us. But because he spoke that word, we weren't offended. And he understands offense. He's the one that causes us to be offended. But what happens is, if you don't stay mad at God when he does things that are out of the box, if you don't stay in unbelief, he'll give you an explanation. And that's what he's done all the step of the way. That's why people say, how can you guys still have your channel? How can you keep doing what you're doing? Because he keeps speaking. Even though the fulfillment of the promise hasn't happened yet, we're still here on earth, you guys, he keeps speaking, and he's speaking to all of us, and he's encouraging us, because the day of the rapture and the translation is here. Okay, it is going to happen, and we are going to be blessed for believing it's today. If you still think it might be tomorrow or 7 days away, you still are not in childlike faith. God says if you want to be blessed through little John, the prophetic word for this church is this: believe the rapture is today. And believe it. Like, don't just halfway believe it. Because I used to be like 97%, 95%, and then God was like, no. So, you know, if you want to really be blessed, do it. Am I telling you have to? No, I'm not the pastor of this church. Jesus did. But Jesus is saying through a little 10-year-old, if you believe like this, you're going to please him in this church of his. And he hasn't just told it to John. He's telling it to a lot of people. I mean, I get inboxes, and I was making videos today about it. This God's telling everyone it's now. With little John, he used the word today. You know, God told Jason Chambers and Ashley last night that he was coming that night, last night. You know, he's telling everyone this in this church. And those of you who aren't hearing it are believing by faith what we are saying, and you're going to be blessed for that. But God is speaking it to you. It's just sometimes it's hard to hear because, you know, we have religious rest and religious habits, and we have unbelief, okay? But God loves us. The fact that you're still here in this church and in this fellowship and in this chat room and listening to this show shows that you're hanging on by a mustard seed, because something in you knows this is right, even though I don't get it. But see, that's how you know it's God, because we don't get it all the way, but we get about 95% of it. The only 5% is, you know, we have a big question mark on today. But he told me don't question it. You know, it's today. So I literally and truly believe the rapture is today. And I'm just really excited. And, you know, I don't know if you want to bring Jason. I don't know what the order of the show is, but.
Jason.
Well, yes.
Did you see that I got disconnected?
I did. That's why I muted you when you came back.
You know what he said? He said he did that and he just wanted to tell me because I was pretty much in the same spot the whole time. And he said he did that and he just wanted to tell me he was proud of me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, that's so awesome, Christine. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Jason, can you unmute Katie now? Can you bring Katie
Katie's
in?
Katie's been unmuted. Katie's been unmuted.
Oh, hey, guys. Y'all, I'm like flabbergasted right now. Like, I cannot believe, really, like, y'all, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, you just missed out on the angels farting. You just missed out on the clapping. And I was like, telling her, she's like, Katie, I'm so offended. I will not listen to that. And I was like, Mom, the angels are farting.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, want to hear something crazy? It's kind of unrelated, but it just happened because my grandparents were over, and basically we were all sitting there, and my grandpa starts talking about, he's like, and he's not a Christian, and he was like, have you guys heard about this, like, chip that they're going to start putting in us? Like, you go to the store, and you, like, put it through a scanner, and it, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just, like, looking at my dad, and I, like, shoot him a text. I'm like, you know, that's the month, right? And he's like, yep.
So
it's like, it's like my dad, I guess he finally agreed with me on something.
Well, guys, this has killed me to do this tonight, so I have to make it stop now. And, Pat, you are back with us.
I've been here all along, honey, since 6:30.
I know, sweetie. I'm so sorry I had to keep you on the mute. This had so much to share in little time. We only got 40 minutes left in the show.
It's been wonderful listening, believe you me. It's been great, really great. Yeah.
Oh, Pat, he loves you, too.
He loves us all uniquely.
And yes. Sometimes he'll show me the way he loves somebody. And it's just, it's hard not to be jealous. It really is. I have to say, wow.
No, there's
no
jealousy.
But,
because you know what? Whatever we share with, you know, with him, he's going to have, we're going to feel that in all our hearts. Like I said to him, the tremendous love that we have for each other, I want all of you to feel what we feel so that you're a part of my loving him. I share everything, absolutely everything. I hold nothing back because I want you to have the same joy. There's things I can tell you, but I can't tell you yet. Yeah.
He just tells me, I just adore her.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I can understand why. Jesus, she's a real sweetie, a real love. She's gone through a lot.
And Chris, he just keeps Chris on mute.
So
he didn't say that.
Hey, Jason.
Those were my words.
Jason?
Yeah, I hear you. You have to yell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Can I just say this is the best church ever? I love this church.
Okay, so here's what I'm asking people, because God told me he wanted to create this radio show to show off his bride and for his bride to call in and make herself known. So I just asked people in the chat room, I said, if you believe this word, say yes or no. And I just want to publicly acknowledge the faith of Heidi. She says yes, she believes she will be translated. John Doe says yes. Chris says yes. Tressie says yes. Raina says yes, and I know everyone on the phone is saying yes, and God is pleased that you believe that he loves you so much that he favors you, that you get to go in this special event before the big one. You get to get eloped on with God, translated, and, you know, when you make that, Blah just said yes, okay? I'm just going to publicly say it because a lot of people don't call in, but God told me, you know, Zachary, God told me to announce it because, see, the Bible says if you don't acknowledge me before people, you know, if you don't publicly acknowledge me, I won't acknowledge you before my Father. See, that's in the Bible, and that's what baptism is all about. That's why if you haven't been baptized yet or you have a desire to get baptized again, we're performing baptisms every day at this church. Jesus is performing the baptism, and they're every night after communion. If you want to get baptized, just say in the chat room, just say it, and it only takes a minute, and we'll do it with you. But see, if you want to publicly acknowledge it, Carol says yes, she believes it. Shorty says yes. And someone named Go Scott says yes. And I just want to publicly acknowledge you, and just, and God's telling me to announce your name, and just to, and he wants me to tell you your faith is great, and you're going to be blessed for believing this, because he showed me. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I pulled a lot of other people on the line. I know Stacy's here, and I think that she's wanting to share, because Shorty P98 said unmute her, so I want to make sure Stacy could get a chance to share. We got about 34 minutes left. Before we go into podcast, and so I want to make sure everybody gets a chance.
Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, Stacey. Yes, Stacey.
I am sitting in my car, and I got to go upstairs. But I'm just so excited about what's going on, and it's definitely a confirmation with my banana saying that we are all ripe, ready to be sick, and we are all a group on the same stem. And we are his favorite for real. And I'm just so excited. And God is just like really, he's just like shining us up, like just dusting us. He's just like tying up some loose end. He's ready to take us. I'm ready tonight. It is tonight. It is today.
Amen.
It is today. And it's at night. So I'm gonna go upstairs, and I'm gonna be listening to you guys, and my phone is gonna be muted, but don't unmute me, Jason. But I'm gonna get ready because I'm getting ready to be translated.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I was going to the bathroom today, and the Lord told me that He's about to give me a promotion, and I knew it was an earthly promotion. I knew it was a heavenly promotion.
Yay.
Oh.
Yay.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Stacy's going to hang with us. There's a couple other people. I don't remember everybody's numbers on here. Okay, I just got a word from somebody that I don't think wants to read, so I'm going to read it for them. Is it okay if I say your name, who's giving me this word right now? I don't like saying people's names. Hey, Stacy, can you mute yourself? Because you got some music in the background. Okay.
Unmute.
I'm mute.
Can I play a game on the
computer when I'm done showering? Okay, that's Chris. Never mind. Okay, Chris, back on mute. Okay, so this is from Blah Talk. My son, quit doubting. Don't keep sending it to me at the same time. My son, quit doubting and use your heart. Listen to your heart and feel. Be at peace. Know that I am the Lord. I am coming, and my reward is with me. Today, 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 now, I am everything to you. You will no longer be lonely. I will give you rest. I will lead you beside the still waters. I will lead you beside the still waters. You will lie down in green pastures. You will not be touched. You are in my hand, and no one can snatch you from it. I enjoyed your walk and your singing, Jesus. That was from Blah Talk. They got that from the big guy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Amen.
Wow.
He gave me a similar word. I'm just going to read it real quick. He gave me this earlier today. It's extremely repetitive. I'm coming now. No more waiting. I come now. I have loved you all so much since the beginning. Now is the time for us to be together. I am coming now. Love, Jesus.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you.
But we got 626. Hello, 626. Or is that Stacy? I always forget.
No, it's me. No, because sometimes what happens is Stacy gets disconnected, and she'll be like, just call me on three-way. So this is why. Stacy comes from her number, and she comes from mine. So.
Hello, Leah.
Yeah. Okay, so that was really awesome. And I wanted to tell you that I had a dream last night, and like the end part of my dream, basically I was in this room and it had like really soft glowing light in it. And you know how you guys go to like the only thing I could think of in my head was, like, McDonald's or, like, a restaurant or, like, the airport. You know how they have those, like, digital screens that have information on them? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the menus or, like, the, you know, the boarding plane information. It was, like, one of those digital screens. And so I'm standing there, and I'm looking at the digital screen, and then it said, happy to see you, and then it was, like, a slash, and then it says, happy to see you, bride, and then, like, I don't remember all of the things that it said on the screen because I was reading the screen, and the only things that I can remember, because I had to ask the Lord about it, and he told me no, like, I guess whatever it was that I was reading was for later. It was filled up, and so I can't remember it. But what I can remember that was on the screen was I saw a couple of names, which are very familiar to us. I saw Katie's name. I saw Luco. I saw Carter. I saw John. And then I saw somebody else who I don't even know who this person is. I just remember... or at least I think I remember the spelling of their name. And because I was flipping through and I was reading messages on the screen to these people with my finger. It was like a touch screen. And then so I got, like, really excited after, like, I got to, like, John and this other person. It was, like, the third page of this screen. And then so I wanted to, like, flip back to the beginning. And I was like, I need a piece of paper and, like, pencil and write it down so I can tell them what it says. And then when I got back to the screen, it started to disappear. And I woke up and I was like, Lord, I need to remember so that I can say, you know, what it said. Because I guess I don't remember, but I was really excited about whatever it said. And, he said no. That's when he told me no. It was for later, and it was sealed up, and I could just remember the part that I remembered. So I was just like, okay. And so I called Stacy, and I told her that, and she was like really excited. I was like, yeah, that was pretty cool. So there you go.
Whoa.
Amen.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
So I'm getting translated.
Woo! Katie, you knew that for like a year.
Yeah, I know. I just wrote a note to my parents. I just wrote a note. I said, if you can't find me, don't worry. God took me early. I'll see you soon. The rapture is any second. Prepare. See you soon. Love, Katie.
You should ask God. You should ask God to make an angel fart right when they read that.
Hey,
so your mom would be like,
Katie?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Katie. Yeah. Remember the word that you sent to me today? Yeah. That you said that God told you to give to me? Yeah, do you want me to read it? Yeah, because God told me it wasn't just for me. He said it was for the rapture-centric church. And I know
Wow.
You were like, wow, can you believe, Judy, he thinks this about you? And I was like, yeah, wow. And then he tells me an hour later, pops my big bubble. He's all, yeah, that worked for everyone in this church. I thought I was like some elite group of believer, and then he's all, and then I was like, dang it. Okay, does it not the jackass get any recognition? Dang it. Just kidding.
None.
Could you please, this word that she has, you guys, is powerful. God is really impressed with our faith. I mean, he's impressed. You know what he told me? He told me, I'm impressed with your faith, but I'm impressed with anyone that believed anything you said.
Wow.
So he basically told me he was impressed with my faith, but anyone who believes anything that I've said so far, God said they have great faith for just believing anything that I have said because, you know, it's been, you know, you got to believe that I have a 10-year-old, you know, you got to believe that God's speaking. You know, I've said a lot of crazy things, but they've all been God. But so, Katie, that's why he told me. He said, the reason why it's not that word just wasn't for me, he said, was because anyone that's believed anything she said or anyone that believes what I'm doing right now, it doesn't even have to do with me. If you believe what God is doing right now, that you're getting, you know, you're getting raptured and today, and it's today, he said their faith is great. So if you have that word, I would love you to read it because little John erased it from his iPad and I just about freaked out.
Yeah, I still have it. Okay.
So why don't you go ahead and tell the bride what God thinks about him.
All right. I thought I could have sworn this was to Judy, but... Okay. All right. Judy, darling, you keep running the race, but don't you see? The race is over. Your job is finished. you're done. Your heart compels me to come closer. Your love for me is so great, but I'm done using you. You gave it all for me, all. Don't feel any need to do more. I'm so grateful, grateful beyond measure. Your reward could not be any higher. Your faith surpassed them all. This is true. Feel free to know my work in you is done, complete. I know your heart longs to do more. Thank you. I'm so very proud. Come home now.
Amen.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Fair
just
enough.
So you know, guys, the reason you're not going to hear anything about Judy right now is she just her call just fell out. so I think she's having to switch her phone batteries real quick.
I might have to read it again then.
That's fine. Real quick, guys, let's do communion because I want to get it in. Is everybody ready for communion? Because that kind of went to dead air again.
How do you do communion on the phone?
Well, we read the scripture, and you eat a piece of bread, and you drink the water, and you do it just like the Lord asked. That's Bo.
Hey, guys.
Bo Diddley.
Huh?
Never mind.
I have no idea what you said. Sorry, my head is like clogged with all kind of crap right now.
That's cool. We're going to do communion here. We've got a tight schedule here, guys. So I'm just going to get right into it. 1 Corinthians 11:23.
Somebody hand me a big one. I'll use it as bread.
Okay, sorry, Bo, I had to mute you. All right, 1 Corinthians 11:23, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together." The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together." Hey, Pat, could you lead us in prayer, young lady?
Yes, I have a prayer here. It says, "Brothers and sisters, if you have risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things here on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, shall appear, then you too will appear with him in glory."
Amen. Well, Judy's back, and so, Judy, are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yes, sweetie.
Hi,
darling. How are you?
I'm good. We like to do communion with Jesus. My son loves Jesus. And so after we're done doing communion with Jesus, he takes the rest of the box and goes and walks off and eats them all.
They're good.
Do y'all think Kevin will clap for me if I read this message again? Do y'all think they'll clap again?
Oh, the clapping. That's incredible. The clapping was incredible.
By the way, Katie, I would like you to read that message again that you got for the whole bride that you thought was just for me. But I also want to tell you something. God told John after we got that message from Katie, he said, "But you can keep doing stuff for me until I get here." So basically he's saying our job is done, you guys. But he said to little John, he goes, "That word was from me. The word that I gave Katie," God told little John, "that was for all of the bride." And he said, "But you could all keep working for me if you want." But see, what God was saying was he wants it to be effortless. He wants everything you do in this last hour to be out of joy, not out of fear, out of, you know, you don't have to please God anymore. He says your faith is great and you please me. And so I just wanted to clarify that. But go ahead and read it, Katie.
All right. "Judy, darling, you keep running the race, but don't you see the race is over? Your job is finished. You're done. Your heart compels me to come closer. Your love for me is so great, but I'm done using you. You gave it all for me, all. Don't feel any need to do more. I'm so grateful, grateful beyond measure. Your reward could not be any higher. Your faith surpassed them all. This is true. Feel free to know my work in you is done, complete. I know your heart longs to do more. Thank you. I'm so very proud. Come home now."
Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful. Yes, come
on. I got one for Nate, too, today. Do you want me to share that, Judy?
Yes, share Little John. That might apply to us as well. I just know that the one for me applied to everyone. But, yeah, go ahead and share Little John's word.
Sorry, Jason. What?
You're good, Katie. It's all you.
Okay. Nate, the joy of my heart. I know you're tired, but it's now time. I made you for myself, and I can't stand being apart. Even though I'm with you now, I know you long to come home. My spirit is strongest in you. Take my hand. We are going home finally, finally.
Beautiful. Amen.
Wow.
I'm excited.
And how?
You know, guys, it's Luco's birthday today, and
happy birthday.
Nobody bought him any food. He went all day without eating.
No.
And he really needs something to eat, guys.
Dude, I'm still full from lunch, and I'm about to go out for dinner again. I don't need any more food.
Guys, he's lying. He's being shy. Order Luke some pizza. Make some tacos.
Dude, I had a cheeseburger the size of my head for lunch. I don't need anything.
Hey, you guys. I mean, seriously, Luco got an iPad for his birthday because Jason Chambers wants to stalk him. I hope the rapture's today.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
I don't want to get stalked by Jason.
He did say he sat naked on a log. I told him I wanted him to recreate it in FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
If Luco goes on any more naked translation walks, Jason just bought him an iPad to get it all in on record.
Totally.
Luco's a great
YouTube
guy. You know what? Luco is a wonderful young man, and he has helped a lot of people become closer with the Lord by showing them how to hear from him as opposed to just telling them messages. And I really appreciate that. We've all benefited from having a relationship with Luco, and he deserves a heck of a lot more than an iPad and some tacos and a ham.
Especially me. I've really benefited.
So consider it a gift from everybody that appreciates you, Luco.
Yeah, Luco, your number is 503-816-2634, right?
No, it's 4624.
Okay, so 816-4624. I just put it in the chat room if anybody wants to stalk him. No, just kidding. But if you really need help hearing God still and you want some encouragement, God has really blessed him with that gift of helping you in that way. And we're all really here encouraging you because you really encouraged us, Luco. You've encouraged me and all of us. I mean, you're just amazing.
Just doing what the Lord wants.
I would share my vision the Lord gave me of me and Luco, but I don't know.
Yeah, Katie.
You know what, Katie? Well, it doesn't really get much worse after tonight. You might as well share it.
I don't know who's listening. My grandmother might be listening.
Well, this now you definitely have to tell it.
And, you know, the way I see it, if God's the one that said butt crack, which he did, if God's the one that said glory farts, and he didn't even say glory farts. I did that to make it sound good. They're farts, straight up farts. He said the angels were farting. And then he said they would fart glory fart, but they were farts. So I think you should share it, Katie, because the vision is really the truth because it really has been what Luke has done in your life.
It's actually pretty true,
okay,
not going to lie.
I just hope you can brace yourself because, you know, it's definitely from the Lord, no question. But, yeah, I had a dream about Luco wiping poop from my butt, and that's pretty much what he does for me on a daily basis.
Well, we all have our dreams, you know. We all have dreams. That's,
I don't know what Katie thinks about while she sleeps, but, you know.
You guys,
but I was the only one that...
She was freaking out when she had that dream, seriously, because she was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I know this was from God, but this is so gross.
That's how I felt when she told me. I was like, well, there goes my clear mind for the day.
But you know what? That's what a good friend does. And, you know, Luke has been wiping the poop off her butt, like, for a long. And now look, after he was doing that, look at Katie's four-page words. Look at the words that Katie's getting now because somebody was willing to wipe her butt. Thank you, Luco.
Yeah, sure. Pleasure to do it.
Thanks,
hey,
Luco.
You know, Tim Bell in the chat room, it just can't tolerate it. This has divided the church.
Yeah, that was the last division, everybody. If you can't handle that, sorry.
Yeah. But you might
trust
you
me, that was hard for me to handle, too, so I understand.
No, it really was hard for Katie to handle. Actually, I didn't want to hear it. I was like, ew. Just kidding, it was wonderful. But I'm just saying, like, I know. But what I wanted to say was God thinks we're all, like, really cute, and he really thinks that our poo doesn't stink, and he thinks our farts don't stink. That's how much he loves us, you guys.
That's
y'all
pretty in love.
Who farted? Did y'all ever figure out who farted? Because I heard it while I was listening in.
We already knew who farted from, like, when it happened.
Who was it?
The Lord.
Was it you, Bo? Was it
the
you?
The Lord?
Huh?
Was it you, Bo?
No. I don't
he
know
wasn't on the line.
About.
Yeah, all right.
Wasn't
okay.
Bo, Bo, you missed out. Like, the angels in heaven have been clapping on our show, and they've been farting. It's crazy.
Wow. That's cool. Well, actually, I'll tell you, like, I did hear it, like, when I was listening earlier, but I was listening, like, I didn't call in. I, like, listened through the website.
Did you hear the applause?
I think so. It sounded like an applause. Maybe they're horses or something. I don't know.
Okay, I want to clear something up right now, guys. I'm the only one that's logged in as admin, which means I can only the only one that mutes and everything. Bo wasn't on the phone, so there's people in chat saying it was Bo, and it wasn't me. And I don't
it
make those jokes. And
be
on, I,
why would it
hold
be
on,
me?
Bo.
I wouldn't even
Bo, hold on.
What?
Just sit still for a second. There is no audio clips that do that. I don't do that. I don't even fart around my wife. Okay, so I wouldn't much less do it on here. Nobody else was doing it. Sherry's verified it. The Lord verified it with me. The Lord verified it with my wife, with Shorty P98, with John. And so it was a miracle.
But you know what? Ann Bell just made a good point, Jason. He said it was too clear to be from a phone. That farting was way too clear. All of it was too clear. I can't wait for this episode to end so we can all go listen to it in the archives, okay? That's how excited I am.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I can't wait.
But, hey, you know when we do those big doggy piles in heaven that God was showing John the visions early on when he first landed on him? He showed God jumping on people and the angels jumping on him and us all doing doggy piles with God because God didn't just want to hug us. He's so excited to see us. He doggy piles us. So, Katie, are you still going to have that poop on your butt when we doggy pile?
No.
Yeah, sometimes I have to ask her. Like, she'll be, like, doing, you know, what she does. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to wait till you're finished pooping before I wipe your butt because, I mean, I can't work with
it. You guys are so close. You really are.
No offense, but I can't doggy pile if you got poop on your butt. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I seriously think it was, I don't know what it was. Like,
it was the Lord,
heard,
dude.
Was like,
Bo, have
what
faith.
The
Bo, have faith. It really was, like, angels.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Bo, I mean,
ask
remember
Lord
when
himself.
God put that message in your phone? Remember that?
I know it did. Sorry, I'm sick right now. I'm, like, sick right now, so I can't really, like, hear anybody. I feel like I'm in a well.
Sorry to hear
Hello.
That.
Hey, you
we're
know
going
what?
Home.
Bell just brought, hey, Jason, you just keep saying we're going home, and M. Bell just brought up a really good point. He said this kind of talk doesn't usually happen until the fifth year of marriage. You don't start talking about poop and farts until you're married. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even fart until you've been married, like, 5 or 10 years. And so that's actually really profound. Like, point that he made, because this is how intimate we are with God, that he can joke around with farting, and we can call him names like Boo-Boo. God, tell me, who do you know? Who do you say that I am? And he goes, I am Boo-Boo. You know,
and
we can be like, we're family. We can do it with each other, and we can do it with God, because real family can do that. But if we weren't real family, we'd all be offended and walk away. So praise the Lord that we can talk like this, and it's not dirty. It's not disgusting. It's beautiful. And you know what? Pretty soon when we go to heaven, we're going to have glorified butts, and I don't think we're going to poop.
Oh, my God.
Katie is.
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Is that my dog? Is that Dustin, my dog?
No, he's not on here.
Oh, I could have sworn I heard my dog.
I really like the way Katie says, no, I'm not, like offensive.
I know.
Like, I better not.
She says that all the time.
You know, Katie, I'm perplexed about the farts in your room because I was thinking glory farts would smell good, but yours actually smell like real farts, which makes me know it's God.
People, you guys thought saying it was me. It was not me. My farts don't smell.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
No,
yeah,
right,
everybody's farts smell. Like,
no, but
smell
seriously,
like
you guys, Katie really calls me, like, perplexed. She's like, Judy, I swear, they're like, farts, it's not me. I mean, she's, like, serious, you guys. Like, she's having real farts in her room, and it's, like, so funny. It's totally God. It's just God. He's great.
Yeah, I mean, if he's knocking on my door, why can't he fart, you know?
You know,
well, he did it on this show.
Carol in the chat room said she doesn't think farts and poop and pee-pee were in Adam and Eve before they sinned. She thinks that perhaps before they sinned, we didn't have farts and poo and pee. I think Carol's right. We don't know for sure, but I really can't imagine that we're going to need toilets in heaven. I mean, come on, people.
Oh, buddy.
You know, what I'm really excited for, guys, is that this first came out. I think that Sherry was the first one that kind of brought it up, and then Raina had her dream with it. I know that John had it a while back, but then Luco had it, and Christine's tonight. I mean, we talked to her just shortly before the show, and it was just insane. It was seriously, I mean, the spirit was all over me the whole time she was talking. It was a beautiful word, and we wouldn't be able to put all this together if we weren't all together, and so I love you guys very much. You know, I know we make our jokes and stuff like that, but we're going home. This is it. Rapture Central Church, going home early.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love
you,
Jason.
This church just started. We have to close our doors. You know, we just started this church. Jesus just started it, and now the doors are closed. And I don't know what to do with all that tithe money I'm getting. I'm pretty sure that we should just, you know, I should buy a bunch of pies. I'm kidding. Nobody's tithing to me, okay? I'm joking. But if you want to tithe, if you really insist on tithing to God's rapture-centric church, you can inbox me because there's a few people that have some needs. And, you know, a couple people have, and if you want to help meet some needs, you know, and if God leads you to do that, go ahead. But, you know, we're getting raptured today, so, you know, that administrative duty is probably going to end. But I'm just saying, God bless everybody. This is God's true church. We're all the leaders. Jesus Christ is the pastor. And if you have any problem with his church, go take it up with him because he's our CEO.
Yeah, then I got to tell you that I've tried to give Judy money before, and she won't take it. So it's not for her. It's the people that connect with her, and she wouldn't be sharing that if there wasn't some people that probably hadn't touched her heart. And so,
nobody sent me the money. What they do is they say I can help somebody, and then I hook them up. I don't take any money. I just hook up the people. It's been working because I've been getting the emails and inboxes from saying, "Hey, thanks. So and so sent me a check today, and I only asked for a certain amount, and it was like triple the amount they asked for." I mean, God's really doing some cool things. Like, somebody asked for an amount, and the amount they got was triple the amount. And, you know, God's just being nice. But go to God first. Don't come here for your needs. I don't have time for it. But if God says inbox, then I'll send it out to the people that are, you know, offering to help donate money. But there's not a lot of people out there doing it. So it's probably because we're going home today. Woohoo!
A bigger need is that Luco is starving to death. And don't forget, Luke is just sitting there withering away with no food.
No, I'm trying to digest my burger before I go out to dinner. God.
Hey, has anybody heard from Brother Rody in a long time?
Okay,
has anybody heard from Rody?
Oh, yeah, Rody's doing great. He texts me all the time. Hey, Shorty just made a funny comment. She said, buy Judy a car, because, yeah, I don't have a car. And she said, buy Judy pizza and toilet paper and diapers.
That's a Judy special package right there.
I know, but see, no, don't buy me a car. car because I was so blessed when I gave mine away. Like, I've never been more drunk in my life, and if somebody gives me a car, I might not have this buzz anymore. So I got to stay buzzed. You can keep your car. You can keep all your worldly treasures. I just want my Jesus. I want him to fart on me.
Hey, I'm going
to want Jesus to fart on me.
I'm about to lose service. I'll talk to y'all later. I got work from midnight to 4 a.m. tonight. So.
Thank you, Bo.
Y'all later.
Bye.
Bye,
Bo. You know, anyway, Judy wanted a car. She's out there in California, so she'd probably want a Prius or something. So, especially
hey,
send her diapers.
You can have my truck. Like, I have to warn you, though. One of the doors doesn't work. So.
Yeah, Chris is all, I thought someone gave you a car. Yeah, they did, Chris, and it broke down already, okay? It was like a really old car, but I was grateful for it, but yeah, it broke down, so yeah. I thought it was funny
guys,
when it broke
down. We got a little less than 5 minutes left in the show. It's going into podcast. There's about, let's see, there's a couple people here that are still calling in. There's got 18 callers, so there's a lot of people that want to share. Everybody's invited. I'm going to open everybody up, except maybe Chris, in the podcast. Just kidding, Chris. And we can all get to share because I know it's been kind of an exciting deal here. But please do call in. We're going to share, I'm sure, for the full hour. I might have to walk away just because I've had the Lord's Spirit all over me and just going kind of nuts. But please do call in. And if anybody has wanted to share right now, please do speak up before we go into podcast.
I actually got to go now, so I'm just going to say goodbye now. So goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Luca. Happy
Bye,
birthday.
Luca.
Hi, Luca. Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Bye, thanks, sweetie.
That poor kid's starving to death. You guys won't send him any food. It's terrible. Let's see. Chris, he's on here. Some of these numbers I don't know. There's 347. 347, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Let's see. I'm just going to unmute some people. So give me a second. If you're not going to talk, just mute yourselves. I know GSSM27 doesn't like to be muted. I think that's Geometrics. Hold on. Who's 559? Hello, 559. I'm 316. Okay, I think 559 is just listening. Okay, Pat, share something with us. I've missed hearing your voice, sweetie.
Oh, well, I have a beautiful thing to read from He and I on Compassion. It's really, really good. And I think it'll feed everybody who's listening. He says, don't be astonished at my suggestion that you never cease asking for compassion, humility, and gentleness. Aren't these the hallmarks of your bridegroom, your bridegroom's heart, and shouldn't you try to resemble him? Wouldn't you be happier if you had these qualities? And isn't it always your happiness that I'm seeking? Ask my mother to give them to you and offer sacrifices in exchange. Plant a seed of desire for them. And as always, ask me to help you. How happy a father is when his child, who cannot yet walk, holds out his arms to him. And if the child is tired, how he holds him to his heart. Who is happier, the father or the child? If you only knew what compassion really is, the compassion you must strive to imitate, overlooking everything to stoop to a heart's need, paying no attention to any disappointments or ingratitude, being even kinder to those who have hurt you. Just be your Christ for them. If you make this your intention, I'll be seen in you. You are so little that you wonder how this could be. You know how grace gives unction to the voice, the look, a gesture. You noticed that yesterday when your relative who had not seen you for 3 years exclaimed, oh, how I love you. She was addressing me in your voice. So. You know.
Amen, Pat.
Oh, he's so sweet. He is just so sweet. Mm. Wow.
Okay, the person that I was trying to bring on, I just found out it's Scott, and I was introduced to this person today. Scott, are you there this time, brother?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, yeah, hi. I was FaceTiming with Judy earlier today, and it was pretty good. We just wanted to say hi to everyone. This rapture thing is kind of new to me, and I'm just getting grounded.
Welcome.
Are we off?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
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 I think we're off the air.
No, we're not off the air. We're still here. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't know. Maybe Jason got translated. Mr. Twinkle Toes over there.
I think everyone should write a note to their family and say, I got translated.
You know what? You guys should do that. If I'm disappeared, I got translated. The worldwide rapture will happen pretty soon. I kind of think it's a week. Can everyone in the church ask God how long it will be before the translation from the worldwide rapture?
I can ask. Just tell me shut up.
Carter just texted me and he said before February 24th because he keeps seeing signs about it or something.
Oh, okay. Hey, what did you say, Chris?
I said I can ask, but he'll just do what he always does and tell me to shut up and believe.
Trust.
You gotta go walk. You gotta walk naked down your street, sit on a log, and then I'll tell you.
It's like 0 degrees here. I don't live in Cali.
Okay,
I'm in Northwestern PA. It's freezing.
Out. That's why he doesn't talk to you, because you don't live in Cali. That's it.
Oh. I got to get radiated in order to get spoken to.
Limited radiation here.
What do you mean? You're probably smelling the radiation now.
I got it
right.
Phone.
I am glowing.
Oh, my.
And you thought that was a tanning bed.
It's not radiation. It's a glorified body.
Yeah?
Okay, you guys, this guy, Scott, is on the line. Scott, make yourself known.
That's how you do. Make sure of that.
Yeah. What's that?
Nick is 27, an accountant. He says it's simple. I count to give them one.
Is Scott there? Scott, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sweetheart, can you identify yourself? Because other people, you guys don't know Scott. He is Scott Payne. You might see him commenting sometimes on videos. And the Lord woke him up in 2011. We got to FaceTime today. So why don't you tell them he gave you all those dreams and then woke you up? You want to just give a brief share on your life?
Yeah, very quickly. Rapture's new to me. I belong to several churches throughout my life, and none of them really believed in the rapture or discussed it. Then on Easter Day, 2010, Easter Day, I had my first rapture dream, and then I had 20 dreams after that, and I really didn't know what was going on. Then after the 20th dream, I said, well, something's happening here, and I have like 55 dreams now altogether since Easter Day 2010, and I see the rapture as necessary for the true bride because things here are not going to get any better. That's the main thing. Things are not going to get any better here.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's true. Very true.
You guys, I'm not going to try to hide my excitement. I so want this broadcast to end so we can go, like, listen to it in the archives. Like, do you guys do this? I mean, like...
Sure. That's okay. Sure.
I mean, like, if we all just, like, hang up, it'll end. And then we can just, like... You guys want to do that? Because, like, I want to hear that. Does anyone else want to talk?
Yeah. No, it's okay.
That's cool.
Okay, everyone, hang up. We'll see you in the air. Love you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay, love you, too.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. God bless.
We still have to hang up, too.
Our pastor, Jesus Christ, covers us. Bye.
Jason, you're going to have to hang up, too.